got a question from Nish Nayar, who says, I've heard that lasers can be used as microscopic tweezers. How does that work? Does it mean that light can exert a force? And Philip, I believe you've actually spent some time playing with laser-based tweezers. What's that all about?
There's a considerable work that's being done at the moment, mostly in laboratory situations, where they can actually use light to trap small microscopic particles. There's a number of different ways you can use it. There are various gradient forces that can be imparted onto optically transmissive materials, so small pieces of glass, if you like, and they can be actually attracted to the regions where the light is the brightest. So if you imagine a laser beam is brightest in the centre, the optical part, the small glass particles will be trapped at the centre of the beam. I can use that to manipulate not just glass particles, but biological cells and things, move them around and perform experiments with them.
A colleague of mine at the Cambridge University Vet School, Claire Bryant, who's been on this programme, is using laser tweezers like that to skewer bacteria and feed them to cells that eat bacteria to see how actually cells interact with pathogens. So, yeah, exactly the same, not just glass beads,
it's
other things.
It's an opportunity, isn't it, to perform experiments on individual cells and things, which you can't really do in a normal environment.